our third Championship Four contender and the winner of today's Busch Light Poll Award, Joey Logano. We'll get right to questions for Joey. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. Go to Holly, Bob, Cole.
Thank you. Hi, Joey. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. How much of a, obviously it gives you a boost, but how much of a big deal is it for you to go for the championship when you outqualify everyone and you're starting on pole? What does this do in terms of mindset, I guess, in addition to having the best car, obviously?
Yeah, it keeps the pressure on them. That's the goal. When you get here, it's keep the pressure on the competition. This team does amazing under the pressure. And that's why we thrive in playoffs and championship four type moments. I love it. It makes me better. And I think it makes my whole race team better as well. I've been saying we've been preparing. We've had a lot of time to go over a lot of things here and, went over a lot last night and this morning, with Paul and the team and made some good adjustments, at least for qualifying. It showed up, and hopefully that continues, into the race. So, good place to start, better place to finish. First pit stall will be helpful. We got a good pit crew, but I think also when you can add that with the best pit stall, the camera line's right there in front of it, not too far ahead of it. So that's a big advantage.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Does this make you the favorite tomorrow? And are you the guy who feels the least pressure and has the best car?
We've been the favorite to win since the beginning of the year, if you ask me. That's my mindset. That's the way I go to a racetrack. If I don't go to a racetrack like that, I shouldn't show up. I've always said it doesn't matter what everyone thinks about favorites and odds and all that garbage that everyone posts. I don't care. I know what my odds should be, and I know what I feel like they are. So I feel great about our position. Like I said, I got a great team, and we've proven today we got a good horse. So we're ready to rock and roll.
Well, Cole, then Jerry, then Reed.
Cole Cuspano with the Arizona Republic. Joey, you mentioned the importance of that first pit stall or pit stall selection. Seeing how the 5 team excelled last year to win the championship in that fashion, just what was the emphasis on kind of attaining that throughout the weekend?
Well, I mean, it's definitely part of it. And, you know, the facts are, I mean, it's great. Qualifying means a lot. Don't get me wrong. It means a little bit less when you're in the championship four because at worst you're going to have the fourth best stall, which is still a pretty good stall here. One is the best one for sure. But there's also the effect of the clean air and tuning your car to the clean air and staying up front and, you know, kind of working the race in that way. It's helpful. So, like I said, it's a good place to be.
Bless you. We'll go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You've talked about, you know, pressure, that you're putting the pressure on them. You've talked about you're the favorite. Because you're the oldest driver here, do you have more mind games than the other three drivers? Do you have anything saved up that, you know, between now and, you know, 24 hours from now?
I don't need to play mind games. Just do my job, right? I don't need to go out there and do that. I just, you control yourself and your own mindset, right? And I've been saying all week long that it's not just another race. This is way more than that. I'd say that because it is, and that saying that makes me better. So that's why I go that way. While everyone else is saying it's just another race and we try to take the pressure off, I just don't believe that's the correct way of doing it.
Yep. Go here to Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. Did you feel like you had a pole winning lap when you ran it?
No. No. Well, because we went slower than the run before. It seemed like tire fall off was a real thing. I kind of got that with my lap, and I was like, eh. Like, dang, it's going to be like third or fourth probably. Just not as good as what it was the first run. And I overcompensated some of the adjustments I wanted to make as a driver and probably didn't adjust the car enough as much as we needed to for some other things. And but I guess everybody's tires fell off, and that was better lap than I thought it was.
Joey Igo, Cronkite News. Joey, what does tonight kind of look like for you? Obviously, you said it isn't another race tomorrow. It's the biggest race of the season. Just what does tonight look like? Are you going to watch the Xfinity race? Are you just going to just block out the noise? Kind of just what does it look like?
Yeah, once I'm done with you guys, we got a strategy meeting we want to go over. Just kind of what we want the race to look like for the 22 team, and you know, what we're going to do in certain scenarios, and try to put all that stuff together, which we already have. I don't really know why we're doing it, but we're doing it just to go over it again. And then my family comes in tonight, so I'll be able to spend a little bit of time. So once we're done with that, we're ready. I mean, we're prepared. We've, like I said, we've had plenty of time to go over everything. And so at that point, it's just, you know, probably take a little break. You know, last couple of days have been, you know, pretty intense for everyone. When you think of preparing for practice last night, early this morning, going over things, all that prep, you know, into qualifying. So, you know, good night's rest and maybe a little walk with the family tonight. We'll call it good. I went to Publix and gave out turkeys. Still a great show. My kids aren't old enough yet, but they learn a lot from that show. It's a good, wholesome TV show, all right? Makes us all better people.
Any final questions for Joey?
Yeah, it's probably Paw Patrol now. Bluey. What else? Cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we just got Hudson. The trip's really far for the other ones are really young, and we debated upon doing this. And Jameson, he's great, but he wakes up at 5 a.m. no matter what. And we tried putting him on West Coast time, like, because we knew we were coming out here. So we tried putting him to sleep later and later. Turns out the kid can go to sleep at 10 or 6:30, and he wakes up at 5. Just doesn't matter. So we said, we'll see when we get home, bud. Love you.
All right.
Kid. Love him to death.
All right, Joey. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thanks,
guys. Have a great night, and good luck tomorrow.
All right.